Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, episode 309.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, a show where we provide you ancient wisdom, inspiring stories, and action steps that will help you transform your life. So if you are new to our show, then I want to give you a warm welcome. Now, before we begin today's episode, I've got a quick announcement for you. If you are fascinated by the chakras and want to start balancing your own energy, then you must check out this free chakra training that I've put together for you, which you are going to love. In this video, I walk you through the basics of the chakras, and I also teach you four quick and effective ways to start balancing your root chakra for more abundance and alignment. The link you need is my7chakras.com/energy training. That's my7chakras.com/energy training. All right. So our guest for today is the president of Uveda, the company that he and his wife created to allow people to enjoy the healing benefits of nature. He's an entrepreneur who has dedicated his life to the wellness industry. He grew up in a home that was surrounded by Ayurvedic and naturopathic doctors, which further led him to solidify his belief in the ancient science of Ayurveda. What's interesting is that he started his career at the bottom of the family supplement business, packing orders and learning how to operate the business. It took years, but over time, everything sort of gelled and he realized that he really wanted to start a company that would change people's lives. And with that passion, with that conviction, Guni founded Uveda. So Action Tribe, please welcome Guni Sodhi.
Thank you so much, AJ. That was such a wonderful introduction. And it's an honor to be here, honor to be on the show, and just super excited to provide value to your audience. I'm very excited. I wouldn't want to spend a Saturday anywhere else. Honestly, I love doing this. I absolutely adore it. And I'm super excited to share my journey, my story, and then also what we're doing with the company, but also most importantly, helping people out.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you on our show. And like I always ask our guests, are you ready to inspire?
Absolutely. I'm more than ready to inspire. I mean, that's what gets me out of bed and every morning is to be able to have the ability to do what I love and also be able to help people. So I am absolutely ready.
Got it. So what is that one inspirational quote that you'd like to share with our listeners who are listening or watching right now? And how does that inspirational quote, how does it impact your life on a day-to-day basis?
That's a great question. And I do have this quote. I don't struggle to find it because I resonate with it so much. The quote is, "Nothing in nature is rushed, yet everything is accomplished." And I am not sure about the pronunciation of the author's name, but I do believe it's Lao Zhao. And once again, I'll repeat it. Nothing in nature is rushed, yet everything is accomplished. How I resonate with it is I check in with myself every time I try to rush something, or every time I try to force something, every time I try to control something, we've seen how difficult that can be, how much resistance can form. And when I'm much more in the flow, when I'm much more just letting things happen, of course, you know, do I want an intention? Do I set an intention? Yes. But I set an intention as much as I can. And there has to be a sense of trust that I'm also displaying out to the, you know, call it God, universe, the higher power, whatever you believe in. And once you have that balance, that's what's so important. And to me, it's like, if you think about it, when the seasons change, the leaves on the trees and the temperature or the sun or the daylight, it doesn't struggle to go to the next thing. You know, again, it's not rushed. It's done in time and it's accomplished. So I resonate and I live with that. And I check in and I continue to, you know, being a human, I do mess up sometimes. I try to force some things, but I'll know because I'll get hit right on the head, you know, I mean, with whatever. And that's a metaphor, but you'll get hit on the head, be like, stop trying to force it. It'll happen in its time. So, and that's kind of how I live, you know, and try to live my life by that quote. In fact, I'm going to see if I can get something big in the office here to constantly remind myself.
Oh, yeah. I love this quote. And I think I need sort of to have a reminder, maybe on my phone as well.
Yes.
In Action Tribe, it's a good time to check in with yourself. Are you rushing through life right now? Because it's important to look into nature and realize that in nature, like we're learning today, nothing is rushed, but everything ultimately gets done. And if you're watching this live, make sure you share this post, because again, we want to get this message out there as much as possible. So Guni, take us to the very beginning. You were born into an Ayurvedic family, right? So what was it like growing up in such a family?
It was extremely interesting, extremely eye-opening, and I would coin myself as extremely different in terms of kind of the normality that I saw. So when I was growing up, I mean, over here and going to school, most kids would be getting lunch over there in the cafeteria, you know, the normal pizzas and the French fries and just the food that wasn't as healthy. Whereas very few would be bringing lunch from home. But here was I was bringing home cooked meals, like majority of Indian descent, to the lunch cafeteria, and everybody would look at me like, what in the world? Like, what in the heck do you have in there? It smells weird. It's like this. And honestly, that would make me a little self-conscious, because I'd be like, well, why can't I just eat pizza? Why can't I be like the other people? And right. It was very different for me. But good thing about my father and my mother was they would provide me education. They wouldn't just give me a meal and be like, no, this is what you have to eat. They'd be like, well, think about it. This food, we know where it comes from. It's prepared at home. It's more nutritious and more healthier for you. And from that get-go, I did understand how important nutrition was. Now, did I like to have an occasional pizza and all this? Of course. At the end of the day, we're all humans. And we have those tendencies. But I think what was really nice was I would see my dad. So from the nutrition side, how much he stressed and how important nutrition is. To this day, he still says that nutrition is so important. I mean, I think he has used a percentage as 75 to 80% of what we eat can influence our health, if not more, and for various diseases. So that's why he keeps food as, you know, in Ayurveda, they say, if food is right, medicine is not needed. If food is not right, medicine is all that is needed. So when your nutrition and your diet is right, you're really going to impact your health. From there, I also saw my dad discussing about different herbs and different, and he had a practice. So I would see the impact positively that he would make in people's lives by being able to, people come in, he actually would spend time, like he would spend at least an hour with them getting to know, okay, hey, for example, I'm going to use your name, AJ. He's going to say, hey, okay, AJ, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? How's your relationship with your mom and dad? Do you have siblings? How do you go about your day? What do you eat? What do you do when you're stressed out? What are you going through right now? Okay, so specifically you have allergies. Let's pinpoint those. What are those allergies? Okay, so you have something with ice. Could it be seasonal? Wait a minute. Let's also check some food allergy. Let's do a food allergy test to see if you're sensitive to some foods. Okay, if you have something psychological going on, let's talk about it. And here you go. Now, by the way, okay, so we've talked about it. Here are some Ayurvedic things that you can do. For example, let's start doing some yoga, some meditation, change up your diet, and incorporating these herbs. So he would really take the human, the individual as an individual, not just, okay, copy paste, AJ, I think this prescription is good, next. Copy paste, this one's good, next. And I'm not saying that that perspective is not good. It works in certain spots. But what I've seen and what I've truly seen people being impacted is when you truly address the individual as a whole and mm-hmm. as a unique whole, because each of us in Ayurveda is different. We share certain things, but we do have different perspectives, right? And I would see that. And then I also got exposed to just Ayurveda and herbal supplements for my family's business. And I saw how positively the business would impact people without the crazy side effects. In fact, I mean, not side effects at all, really. I mean, very, very slight. I mean, there's nothing like that. I mean, if you seriously abuse, like if you were to take like 12 bottles at a time, you would feel something. But people are feeling better for high blood pressure. People are feeling better for stress and doing so with herbs. And of course, also supplementation and exercise and really balancing their life. So that really inspired me from a young age. I saw the business side, which I love. I'm an entrepreneur. I love learning about business and all sorts of business, not just in the health and wellness space. But then I also just think about it, AJ, and even for you, how amazing is it that you get to do what you do, but then you not only get to have a financial reward, you know, by doing what you're doing. But the most important thing, the foundation is that you are helping people. How many people can say that they're loving what they do, they're getting a financial reward for it, and then they're able to help people? I mean, I consider myself extremely blessed that I get to share that with a team and I get to work with individuals like you who get to share that mission as well. So it truly just impacted me. And when I'm like, wow, I get up every day and we get emails, we get calls, we get messages from people just saying, because of your guys' products, because of what you guys do, I'm feeling so much better, or I've done this, or it's gone. So it's truly a blessing.
Got it. Well, thanks a lot for sharing. And I love your response. What came to my mind is that the role that a doctor plays when a patient visits him or her is not just someone who provides the medicine, right? But somebody who is like a counselor who looks at the person holistically, you know, thinks about what allergies they might be having, what is the season that we are in, what are the thoughts or emotions that the person might be going through, any trauma, challenges. And then only then prescribes some sort of a medicine or a solution, right? So it's not just a patient walks in, open your mouth, right?
Right.
Having that conversation. And I remember going to the doctor as well. When I went to a doctor that I liked, when I sat down, he would ask questions and interact with me as a human being, as opposed to just someone who's come for a bunch of pills. So I think that's an excellent point that you brought up. And again, I love, you know, having this sort of impact through what I do. And of course, a large part of it is having conversations with individuals like yourself. So thanks a lot for making a difference. Now, for people who are watching this right now, we're a bit curious, what exactly is Ayurveda?
So that's a great question. I always like to keep things simple. What I say is that Ayurveda is basically a balance of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when you are in balance with that, you are in harmony with nature. When you're in harmony with nature, you're in harmony with yourself, and as a reflection, you're in harmony with your health and wellness. And so to me, it's really Ayurveda is all about how are you keeping things balanced in all perspectives, in your mental life, you know? Are you consuming too much stress on a daily basis and not getting a chance to de-stress? Physical, are you keeping up in shape with your body? Emotional, are you able to have good relationships? And spiritual, you know, are you doing a practice, or are you? It could be gratitude. Are you sharing that? And all about doing things in balance. You know, for example, we're both entrepreneurs, but there's also a time that comes that you need to hit the brakes on work and spend time with family, balance. Or there comes a time where you need to put a break on both and you need to take care of your physical health and work out and eat. So to me, Ayurveda is really that important balance between the mind and spirit and really holding that as the foundation. Now, I could give you the more complicated Sanskrit version answer too, but I don't want to, because I think simplicity is the key here. And to me, that's what I always resonate is Ayurveda is all about stressing balance and balance in everything.
Got it. I love that. It's all about balance. And it looks like Amina, one of our regular listeners, loves the quote that you shared as well, because she says, nothing is rushed. Nothing in nature is rushed, yet all is accomplished. And she says, we are grateful that you are here to share nuggets of wisdom with us. So if you're watching
this, Amina. Yeah, thank you so much.
Make sure you add comments, observations, questions, anything of that sort. I'm watching the comment section right now, so I will feature your question as well. So thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Guni. So what inspired you to create or to start Uveda? What's the why behind why you started it?
Well, the why is very personal to me. And I think this I shared this with you when we first started talking earlier. I had a not just me, my whole family had a very tragic episode happen to us in 2006. And this was when I was, you know, just exposed to Ayurveda. I wouldn't call myself practicing it too much or even involved in it too much. So in 2006, I received a phone call from my brother's good friend. And I had just spoken to my brother 10 minutes ago. And I had received a phone call from him saying that my brother, his name was Rishi. He has been in a car accident. And I heard in my friend's voice, in our friend's voice, that it didn't sound good. He didn't know what was going on, and he couldn't get a hold of Rishi. And I was like, okay, look, you know, I'm sure he's okay. Let me try to get a hold of him. I tried to call him a couple times, went straight to voicemail. I tried to call him again and went straight to voicemail. And then I started asking him where the accident happened, and I went on the scene of the accident. And then on the way, I turned on the radio. I don't know why, just for some reason. As soon as I turned on the radio, the same exact spot that my brother was in an accident, they were talking about how there had been a fatal accident. And when I heard those words, it just shook me from the core. Part of you wants to think that, please don't let it be my brother. You know, let it be somebody else. I mean, honestly, it doesn't sound good. But of course, you know, that's how you react when it's family and when it's your brother. But you know, unfortunately, it was my brother. And when we get to the scene, you know, it's basically chaos. I mean, they won't let us go. They've taped it off. The firefighters, everyone doing their job. They won't let us go near the car for obvious reasons. You know, they're trying to get it doused. It was just caught on fire. They say he's at the hospital. By this time, my whole family found out. You know, I see my mom at the hospital. She's a mess. She's going crazy, and she has to be calmed down with some medicine, and my dad is trying to console her. Regardless, you know, from that time on till about a month and a half of all the rituals and the ceremonies that we have to do for when they pass, I probably was in a zombie state. I didn't know what was going on. I was just being told, okay, here, we're going to his funeral. We're doing this. We're going to India to do the last rites. We're doing this. And somebody told me something, and I want to share this with your audience, and I really want to stress. They said, be strong. And that person was well-intentioned to say that. I interpreted be strong to mean hold your emotions in, meaning don't express. I would not cry in front of my parents. I would not cry in front of my friends, trying to be the strong pillar. And I cannot tell you how horrible of advice I interpreted. That is not how the human body functions. Again, it goes back to that quote, nothing in nature is rushed yet everything is accomplished. It is natural for us to grieve. Being strong is not coming from the heart center. It's coming from the ego center, okay? That I got to be this strong pillar. I cannot show emotion. That's absolutely BS. Mm-hmm. Grieving has to do with whatever you need to do. You need to yell, scream, cry. You need to let it out. It's emotions coming up, the grief. You're feeling the grief. When you feel the grief and let it out, it helps process what's going on. I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And I stayed strong. And 6 months later, AJ, when I wanted to move on, When I was like, okay, you know, let's go. Let's get going. Let's get back to life. Your brother would want you to continue doing what you want to do. Follow your dreams. It blew up in my face. I was diagnosed with PTSD, deep in depression, deep anxiety. I mean, I couldn't function. I probably could not do this interview with you. It was too much going on. And luckily my dad was right there with me. And he caught on. He knew what was going on because, you know, he had seen me obviously through the whole thing, and he was crying. You know, he had cried and he had expressed and he had done it his way. And I think I failed to do that and when I should have. And I just don't know. And it was honestly a shock. You know, I didn't know what to do. We're not conditioned in the realm of how life works. We're conditioned where our grandparents passed and our parents then us. It's not the other way around. When your youngest sibling passes. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you got to figure out what in the hell just happened here. And so my dad took me in and he looked me in the eye and he said, look, you have PTSD. I know exactly what's going on. Now, I can put you on prescription medication. But he says, I've put five people in my lifetime. He was practicing for 30 years. And he goes, those five people, it wasn't my choice. They kind of wanted it. He goes, and I don't fully believe in it. If you want to go down that route, there's side effects that I don't want to do. You're my son. I don't want that. Or what we can do is we can look into your diet. We can modify your diet. I can show you how you can express these emotions to have them out of your system. We can incorporate yoga. We can incorporate meditation. And here are some herbs that help. And Aditya, I started doing that. And the first couple of weeks, really nothing happened. I was like, what's going on? At that point, I was just so desperate to feel better. Mm-hmm. But within 30 to 45 days, I was completely back to normal. Back to normal. And that stuck with me. I started, I pursued my MBA in entrepreneurship. I joined the family business to gain more experience. But then something deep down inside of me always wanted to start my own business and give back. And that's the why, I've always wanted to give back and help people because I come from a place that I've experienced what the body can do when it's not in harmony. And that's what we like to do at Uveda. We want to help people create that harmony and support. And that's our why, is to really, is to create products that are in harmony with Mother Nature that can support people.
Action Tribe, if you're looking for an amazing way to begin your day, then I've got something that you'll definitely enjoy. These days, I begin my day with a cup of Four Sigmatic coffee containing lion's mane mushroom, which is a mushroom that promotes brain health and helps you focus and really remain calm during the day. Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit your immunity, energy, longevity, and overall health. Now, the beauty about this coffee is that they've added wild rhodiola root, an adaptogen that helps reduce stress. It also contains dual extracted chaga mushrooms that are proven to support your daily immune function. And think about it, all of this is packed into your morning cup of coffee. Isn't that amazing? And because it's made from 100% organic Arabica coffee beans, it tastes and smells just like coffee. So since you're committed to improving the quality of your life, why not try out this coffee for yourself? Because you won't be disappointed. And they've extended a really special offer for you, Action Tribe. Receive 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase. Go to foursigmatic.com/Action Tribe or use discount code Action Tribe at checkout. That's foursigmatic.com/ACTION TRIBE. Or use discount code Action Tribe at checkout. Again, foursigmatic.com/Action Tribe or use discount code Action Tribe at checkout.
Got it. Thanks a lot for sharing. And this is a good moment for all of our listeners and viewers to recognize that life is not always perfect, that things happen when least expected, and it has a way of surprising you.
Absolutely.
But in this moment, in these situations, in these occasions, it's important to let your energy flow, let your emotions out. And like you mentioned, if you need to scream or if you need to grieve for a bit or if you need to feel sad, then make sure you feel sad, because life is cyclical. It's seasonal, right? There's ups and downs, but don't hold it within. And your transformation is really miraculous. The fact that you were lucky enough to have a father and mother like that who knew the importance of not holding your emotions back, but also knew about things that you could do specifically, like yoga and, eat the right food and have the right emotions and sort of follow the yogic and Ayurvedic philosophy and it changed you. We have Kim over here who says that she has PTSD from having a major aortic dissection a year ago. Wow, 30 to 45 days. I have to get with that program. So Kim sees she loves your story. Thanks, Kim. Kim is a regular listener of our podcast.
Yeah, and Kim, for me, it was a specific thing. I was honestly really... I was done with feeling the way I was. And that really pushed me to give this a try, give these things a try. And it wasn't just a culmination of taking the supplements, but it was really, you know, watching what I ate and going out more in Mother Nature, expressing myself and really finding, I think the one of the biggest things was finding my passion that distracted me from always checking in with how I felt and the PTSD and labeling it was it diverted my attention. And the more it diverted my attention, the more your subconscious takes over into the new models of reality. And that's what you begin to do. You know, I've heard PTSD is a curable disease. It is. In fact, it's possible. So if you have questions, you know, I mean, AJ can also tell me there's great other great resources besides just myself that I've personally vouched by that are amazing. You know, if you don't need the supplementation or you don't want to go that route, that's fine. There is things that can help. Don't, you know, it's very treatable, very curable. And I know because I've seen it myself and I've seen it with my friends and family and it does work.
Got it. So Guni, I'm sure many of our listeners, viewers might be wondering right now, what are some of the challenges that you and your team help people overcome?
Well, I mean, we're kind of touching up on it right now. One of the biggest challenges is with mood issues. So people that have high stress, we've been able to really help people balance their adrenal fatigue. People that are heavily adrenally fatigued with work, with life events, with stress, with you know, work related things, our My Healthy Mood product really supports that because it has ashwagandha, saffron, it has adaptogens that really go in and help with cortisol levels. We also help with immune function. So we have a great product that really helps with people under the weather a little bit or people that are seasonally affected. We also really help people with something that also, AJ, if you don't mind me sharing, you're trying out with your digestion, you know. So with Ayurveda, digestion is one of the core principles of radiant health. When your digestion is really good, you will feel better. Your skin will look better. Your immunity will be better. Your mood will be better. Because in Ayurveda, we believe that there's a second gut mind. And with that second gut mind, it really helps to when your gut is balanced, your brain, your second brain will communicate. And when your gut is balanced, your brain will say, okay, everything's good down there. I'm feeling good. I'm also feeling good. Heck, let's keep on going down this route. But when you're maybe not taking care of what you eat and down there is saying, look, I'm not putting good stuff in my body. The upstairs will also say, well, you know, I'm not really feeling it either because I'm not getting the proper nutrition to keep myself going, i.e. energy, i.e. allergies, i.e. you know, I'm putting stuff that I'm allergic to. And when that happens, harmony's thrown off. So, and these are some things. And we also have something for general wellness. And then what we also like to do is we also have something for joints, muscle and joints, for people that have inflammation issues. So, you know, we cover all of that. And we're coming out with new products all the time. But one of the core principles and beliefs of Ayurveda is that I don't want to, and the team does not want to ever just rush to put products out. We do a lot of research and development and putting out products. They just have to make sense and they have to be the best and they have to work and they have to be tested first on us. And I want to make sure they work and they have to be safe and they have to be produced in a way and sourced in a way that adheres to all of our principles.
Got it. Now, Guni, if you look at the world today, we have many people who are diagnosed with lactose intolerance or maybe gluten intolerance. And these people have to be really careful, right? Especially if they're out and they're at a restaurant, maybe, you know, ordering some food. Because if they're not careful, then it might lead to further issues. So in your experience, what really causes a person to develop these intolerances, and does Ayurveda have a solution or a treatment maybe for these kind of intolerances?
Yeah, so see, from I can't answer from a medical perspective because it's just not my background.
Yeah,
but I would say that again, how I always look at it is it always goes back to balance, and it's how are you? See, some of these intolerances I've also seen is due to stress. When you keep on stressing out the body, the energy that is not expressed or the stress, see, the stress is stored as an emotion. It is energy. Emotion also means energy in motion. And when you keep on stressing out the body, it's going to impact it somewhere. People experience inflammation. People experience even, I'll go to the extreme right end, people even experience cancer and ulcers. Ulcers are very common with that. When you are keep on experiencing stress, it can manifest in many different ways. You can develop a certain allergy to certain foods. What I've seen also is that if people keep on eating the same thing and it's not seasonal, you can develop an allergy to that. Like if you were to just, you know, for example, if you were to eat nothing for the next 30 to 45 days, if you were to eat nothing but almonds or a particular type of fruit, right, your body would be like, wait, what's going on? Why do you keep on feeding me this? Right. I understand that you really like it, but look, it's winter now. Like, let's switch up. But if you kept going, your body's ability to switch or go within season and go within nature could cause allergy to that food, because that food is no longer available in the Mother Nature ecosystem, and it is being produced by, you know, us as humans. And what happens is you can form an allergy to that. And to answer your question, how does Ayurveda resolve that? Ayurveda always says, eat in season fruits and vegetables. Eat in season. When the summers are there, stay more hydrated. When the winters are there, drink more warmer water. You know, take warm water with your food, so it helps digestion. And rise and sleep with the sun. And when in the winter, when you're seeing less of the sun, that's fine. You need to rest a little bit more because that's what the body needs. But in the summer, when the sun rises earlier, rise with the sun as well. And that's what it's about, all about the balance. Now, the medical terms and everything about why, what happens, what's going on in the body, that's the better question for my dad. But like I'm saying, that's what I've seen is I've seen that myself. When I would stick to a particular fruit and a particular nuts or seeds or particular food and kept going and doing that every single day, is you can develop allergies. But when you switch up your nuts and seeds, when you switch up your grains, if you're on grains, when you switch up your fruits and have more in-season stuff, your body is much more in alignment with what's being produced naturally.
Got it. So there you go, Action Tribe. This is an important reminder for everyone that there are certain fruits, there are certain nuts that are seasonal for a particular reason. You're not meant to have that particular fruit all throughout the year. And especially, there was another guest who gave this example that there are certain fruits which historically, especially when we were cavemen and women, we used to consume before the winter. And the reason for that is when you consume those fruits, you develop that excess fat in your body, which is going to be useful to protect you from the onslaught of the cold. But again, these days, we go to the superstore and we have that fruit all throughout the year. And we love it so much, we crave it, and we have it, and that creates issues. So again, what you shared was ensure that you're having seasonal fruits in that season itself. Wake up and sleep, you know, with the sun, and pay attention to the tides of the season. So thanks a lot for sharing. That's really, really important. And it seems like Kim over here loves what you mentioned. She says, I've been hearing lately that they think the stomach brain is a major player, i.e. stomach flora being so important. And that's actually a question that I have as well. If you could dive a little bit deeper, the gut is often called the second brain. So could you talk to us a bit more about our gut health and how it relates to our overall wellness?
Absolutely. And Kim, thank you for asking that question. You're absolutely right. There not only has been a lot of buzz around it, but there's been a lot of research around the second gut brain. If you think about it, even let's take this example. A lot of I'm assuming that a lot of your audience is pretty active. They like to work out, maybe go to the gym. That 1 hour spent at the gym or 1.5 hours spent at the gym is meaningless if you don't incorporate a proper diet, right? If you're going to the gym and working your butt off and you come home and eat pizzas and french fries, you're not feeding the right nutrition. You're never going to either gain the muscle or lose the fat or have the body that you want. Maybe you'll gain a little bit of, you know, weight and that could turn into muscle, but it will not be the nutritional output. So diet continues even after that hour and a half, 2 hours. So technically diet continues 20 to 22 hours. Now, the second gut mind it's so interesting because in Ayurveda, we believe that when you have great gut health, it impacts immunity, it impacts mood, and it impacts overall wellness. Now, there has been research shown, and as Kim was mentioned, when you have healthy gut microflora, which can also come from eating yogurts, eating certain fruits, or as is popular these days, probiotics. Probiotics are great. They help balance it out. Even people that are on have done a dose of antibiotics. Antibiotics are important in retrospective for what they do. But for people that are continually on antibiotics, it does mess up their micro gut flora. And probiotics are instituted to help bring that healthy gut microflora back. Now, you may be asking, why is it so important for the second gut mind? Because, well, if you think about it, a lot of the feel-good hormones are also produced there. Serotonin's produced there. You know, a lot, a lot of other things that impact the brain is there, and the gut mind and the brain, they also communicate back and forth to each other. So that is why it's so important to really watch what you eat. And I would incorporate people to encourage them to incorporate probiotics. Probiotics are great. Probiotics are really good, and there's great research behind them. It's always really good to watch your stomach health, and make sure that your last meal of the day, try to cut it off by 6:37. It's super important. After this, your digestive fire goes down significantly. What that basically means is that your body is not going to be able to keep on digesting the food that you eat post this. Okay? Your digestive fire, dinner should not be your heaviest meal. Dinner should be one of your lightest meals. And for people doing the intermittent fasting, that's fine. I mean, breakfast, you guys, yes, you guys can move it on. But technically, dinner should be, and not even technically, but dinner, according to Ayurveda, should be the lightest and kind of earlier meal. With your heaviest meal, you're fine to do between 12 and 2 lunch, because that is when your digestive agni is the highest. If you think about it, that is also when the sun is almost about to be the highest, right, in the day. And that is when you want to eat, because then that also impacts your digestive fire. And so between 12 and 2, you can have a little heavier food, but you'll be able to process it better. But then throughout the day after that, try to go lower and lower and lower. If you can, for dinner, see if you can have soups. It'll help your digestion. You'll wake up feeling incredibly energized, because when you're sleeping, your body doesn't have to do all that work. It can focus on repairing other parts of your body that need it. You know, it can focus on not having to worry about breaking down the heavy food, but it can, you know, repair your brain or your inflammation, or help with the immunity. So it's really important for that. And that's why I would say that's why the gut mind, as I think it was Kim was pointing out, was so important.
Got it. So there you go, Action Tribe. It's all about that digestive fire, that agni, which is really required to effectively and efficiently digest your food. That's the best between 12 to 2 in the afternoon when the sun is up high. But again, your last meal should be about 6:30, so that you have enough time to rest and rejuvenate. But not only that, for your digestion system to get into work and digest your food. Now, Guni, many of our listeners, because I keep connecting and interacting with our listenership community, and many of them experience high levels of stress and anxiety due to work or maybe relationships, because it's not easy, right? No. How does Ayurveda help a person overcome such emotional challenges?
Well, it's a great question. I think it's what we've been covering initially. It's Ayurveda would first ask you to look inside and say, why is that stress happening? Why is there not balance there? It's introspective. Is what about that relationship is causing that stress? Okay, is it you? Is it your overreaction? Is there a negative force? Like, is that person, that workplace, that environment, just, do you not like it? Is it not your passion? And okay, if it is real stress and you do like what you're doing, then maybe what we can do is let's start incorporating some herbs that can help with that. Maybe you just love it so much, but it's also causing stress because you love it, and there's not balance in there. Or maybe what you need to do is you need to kind of put some, organize your day, structure your day. See, I always love to go back to structure. When people talk about stress and chaos and disorder, it's, where's your structure? What are you doing on a daily basis? How is your day structured? If you're back to back to back to back to back in meetings, that's not going to be helpful. By that third meeting, honestly, I don't mean to offend anybody, but you could be good to useless, because you're not really giving your time to recharge, you know? Don't stagger your day where it's just so heavy that by the time you're on your fourth or fifth meeting or interaction, your energy is drained because you've had some of the toughest things in there. Give yourself, structure your day where you have constructive meetings, but then you give yourself some time to recharge. Go out for a 5-minute walk, get a sip of water, take some time to just do some breathing, express gratitude, then get back in. And all of this I'm talking about, it can take 2 to 5 minutes, okay? Maybe instead of taking your calls only in the office, only in this cube, go out and walk. I always take my calls on walks. If there's meetings I need to have that on the phone, I take them outside. I walk. And really try to put structure in your day. Most important thing that I've seen people that are extremely stressed is learn to call it a day. You know, we come home and we spend some time with our family, have some dinner, but then boom, we get back on our laptops. We get back on our iPads. We get back on our phones. Learn to call it a day. Say, okay, look, by 8 p.m., I'm cut. I'm going to make my herbal tea. This is what I do. I'm going to make my herbal tea for the night. I'm going to open up a nice book. I'm going to make sure my son is sleeping and, you know, do the whole sleeping ritual with him and kiss him goodnight or whatever. He's too young to read him a bedtime story, but I'm getting there. So make your herbal tea, open up your book, and just do your ritual and put your phone aside. Maybe set the alarm. That's the last thing you want to do, but put your phone aside and don't look at it again. And what I like to also do is I'll turn off, I'll put it on night mode. That way I won't get any texts and even I won't get any calls and only be calls from, you know, my mom and dad and other people that are really important that, you know, in case they do need to reach me, they can. So I anytime people say extremely stressed, look at your relationships, look at your environment. Are you letting negativity get to you? And is there structure in your day? There needs to be structure in your day. If you have no structure in your day, you will let so there's a thing called, are you running your business or are you letting your business run you? I'll repeat that. Are you running your business or are you letting your business run you? When there's no structure in your day, you're letting your business run you. And that's going to be sustainable for only a short amount of time. But when there is structure in your day, you are able to run your business. It's two very, very different things. It may sound subtle. It's extremely different things. Same with life.
Got it. So thanks a lot, Guni. And what you're sharing is so important and very apt, especially for our listeners, because, you know, most of our listeners are either running their own business or maybe they are high impact professionals at their workplace. Maybe they are creators, right? Somebody who has a vision in their mind and they're taking a lot of action towards that. And Amina's point, which she mentions is, Guni, we need to say all that to corporate managers, back-to-back meetings is their life. And again, I think entrepreneurs are the lifeblood of our civilization today. You know, they have so many amazing dreams and visions. And if they don't create, if they don't execute, then we will not be able to grow. And at the same notion, it's important, like you mentioned, to experience that balance, have that structure during the day so that you know when to take action and you know when to rest and rejuvenate. So what are some challenges that you as an entrepreneur face on a daily basis?
Absolutely. And I'd like to address kind of Amina first real quick. So Amina, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, but what is nice, Amina, is that I do see a shift happening in the corporate world and it is happening. And I'm assuming, and I'm setting the intention in the next 5 to 10 years, I do think it's going to be very different because people are beginning to get more conscious about it. People are becoming more cognizant about the adrenal fatigue that is happening. How that impacts. So to answer your question, AJ, what are some challenges that happen? I mean, you name it. You know, product is delayed because it's sitting there. We forgot to send paperwork. We're dealing with customers that are just, you know, just are extremely, they love what we do, and some customers that are upset that their order hasn't reached them or they're not happy or something. And from, you know, some employees, team members saying that they're going to show up and they don't show up. So just stuff that just happens on a daily basis, or I'm just maybe off. I'm not feeling good and I'm just kind of having an off day to maybe a deal that didn't get structured or the way I wanted it to go, or just product development taking a lot longer than I want. Vendors not coming up. So every challenge is there, but again, it goes back to that initial thing. Is at the end of the day, is are you rushing things or are you letting it flow? Again, I think when I say that, people will be like, well, if I let it flow, like I don't have any control. It's kind of funny to think. I mean, control is a whole different concept, but that's not what it's about. As long as you have that intention at the end, you know what you want at the end, the intention is always there. So for me, it's like, okay, yes, all of this stuff can happen, but it's why you're an entrepreneur. Like, it's unpredictable. I mean, look at like, you know, look, there's guys like us and there's guys like, think about Elon, like think about Jeff Bezos, and think about like some of the other guys that are doing incredible earth shattering work. I mean, could you imagine what they go through on a daily basis? Elon's rockets have blown up 3 or 4 times. Richard Branson's rockets have blown up. That's millions of dollars. You know, they're not sitting on their pillow at night saying, oh my God, I'm not going to get out of bed tomorrow. I'm just going to sit here for a week. They accept the challenge. It's like, okay, we learned. We failed. Let's audit what happened. Tomorrow we're going to get up and get better. We're not going to give up because they have a bigger why. Their why is to colonize, you know, whatever thing Elon's is, to colonize Mars, to take people out of space, to find more resources that are out there. Same thing with me. I could have a horrible day, but that one email or that one thing that could, that says, hey, look, because of what you guys are doing, you made a difference in my life. And that's what gets me up is, no, we're making a difference in people's lives. Let's keep going. Yeah, yesterday was done and not as good of a day, but it's done. It's a new day today. Think about how blessed we are to get back on the track, get back on the race and start all over again. And that's truly a blessing, guys.
Well, absolutely. Me as well. I mean, I go through numerous challenges, ups and downs, difficulties of all sorts. But whenever I get that email or that message or that DM for somebody who has listened to the show and has gone through, overcome stress or difficulty at their workplace or even found a new meaning in life, that's absolutely huge for me. And that gives me the energy to go on. Amina says, I think the concept of balance should be introduced in the school timetable from preschool. Which I think is so important. Yeah. Guni, where do you source your ingredients from? Because in one of your photos, I think I saw that you were in the mountains, probably somewhere in the Himalayas, right? So where do you source your ingredients from for your supplements?
So a majority of the Ayurvedic herbs are all sourced from India.
Okay.
And they're sourced in a way that honors how Mother Nature grows them. So it's not all sourced in one, like, okay, AJ, I'm in Goa. I'm going to grow everything in Goa and that's it. No, I mean, that's right. Just not how things work. Ashwagandha grows in certain spots. Curcumin grows in a different spot. Boswellia grows there. Saffron grows in there. We source all over India. But at the end of the day, we source in a way that honors Mother Nature. We source when, again, in season, when ashwagandha has the highest yield, we source there. But then we also honor. So we work with the Department of Forestry in India, specifically with the Department of Forestry, who works with indigenous tribals that's they've been their bread and butter. That's been their whole biology since they've been born, to know how to grow these herbs in the best way. So not only are we supporting the ecosystem by providing economy to these people, but we're also working with the Department of Forestry to make sure that there is sustainably grown, that people are not over harvesting, under harvesting, reaping, or, you know, as I like to say, you're not raping Mother Nature. You're really honoring it. And so that's why even in our products, you'll notice a difference that the consistencies, quantities, the consistencies, the quality, and also the potency is very important to us because of how we do that.
Got it. So,
and sorry, I could not agree with Amina anymore. Amina, if you want to help with that initiative, I would love to support you. If you want to introduce this stuff into preschool, I think the younger and younger we can instill this. Gosh, could all of us imagine if we had learned meditation at age 5 till now? I mean, I cannot imagine what that would do. So I'm sorry, AJ, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to comment on Amina because it was a beautiful, beautiful share.
Well, absolutely. I love how our listeners and viewers sort of, especially when they're live, they caption the quotes and what our guests are sharing in such a beautiful way. So appreciative of our members in our community. My question was actually, how does a person go about finding what kit to get from Ayurveda? Because I know there are a variety of kits. So for someone who's maybe new to Ayurveda in general, how do they go about selecting?
That's a great thing. And we've been debating for a while now if we want to create a questionnaire or not. Mm-hmm. And we're still kind of creating that based on Ayurveda constitutions and whatnot. So, but to me, it's what are you struggling with or what do you need support with? The first question is much more serious. The second question is, okay, it's much more for the people that I've heard about Ayurveda or I've heard about supplements in general. And I like what you guys have to offer. Now, if you're struggling with stress, and you'd like to get better, or like just like to feel better in general, My Healthy Mood is great. If you're somebody that has a weak immune system and you get sick when you board a flight and you're like, man, I'm sick of this, or when your kids go to preschool and they bring home all the germs, My Healthy Immunity is great because it helps strengthen the immune system. Or if you're somebody who's very active or is a little bit older and their joints are achy and you're just kind of sick of it and you're sick of taking the NSAIDs and you're like, look, I know curcumin's big and I know that joints is great. And one thing that I think I can encourage everybody to do is everybody can get better support with their digestion. So My Healthy Digestion is something that I take on a daily basis. It helps me break down food it helps me strengthen my liver. It decreases the inflammation of the liver. You know, on a daily basis, your liver can get inflamed based on environmental factors or even some things that maybe you're unaware of. And digestion, as I believe Kim was pointing out, is so key. When digestion is balanced, you don't even really need to worry about your immune system because it all works together. So, and then we also have one for general well-being. If you're like, okay, you know, everything else is good, I just want to get some supplements and I want to take some ashwagandha, I just want to know how it feels. And we have My Healthy Body, which is just overall wellness. So we've picked five to really address five key areas that we identified from the get-go that were really impacting people on a daily. And we wanted to make it really super easy for you. So in our kits, I kind of think about it like this. If maybe the Canadian audience, do you guys have Thanksgiving over there as well? Something similar?
We do. Okay. I think it's okay. Like a week or so before. Okay. The American version.
Got it. So imagine like when you're preparing a turkey or whatever you're preparing. So it's a little analogy that I use. So you get the turkey, but then you need all the seasoning and everything else like that, right? You got to go to the store or it's already done for you. Well, with Uveda, these kits come to you prepared. The formulations are done by our doctors who have 45 years of clinical experience and still practicing. And they've prepared it in the perfect amounts for you guys to take and take on a daily basis. And we just cut away all the other stuff that you needed. We've given you everything you need for digestion, everything you need for mood, everything you need for joints. All we ask is that you give it some time. You follow the protocols that come with the app. The app has yoga exercises, meditation, and eating right. And you just give it a shot and you be open to it and give it some time. I'm not asking you to give it a lot of time. A lot of people, that's also a myth that, oh my God, it's going to take months and months and months. It's actually not. Especially if you've never done this before, if you've never taken them, your body's going to start to kind of interact with it quicker. On a majority of time, mood, I've seen it impact people in 3 days to no more than a week. With digestion, people can feel it right away. So it's just up to you and your body. It's not going to take months and months. You know, we do say stick with the program for 90 days. That's because your body will build up the herbs and supplements will build up in your body in 90 days. It doesn't mean it's going to take 90 days to work.
Right. And I'm myself taking the digestion supplement, digestion and liver support. I'm on week one, I believe. But I want to say something. The packaging that you have is really beautiful. So when I got
it. Thank you.
You added some separate smell, right? I mean, in terms of the aroma.
Right. It's all natural potpourri, and that was done on purpose. Again, taking the Ayurvedic kind of it's a sense, like the senses, the sights, the sound, the smell. So the as soon as you open the box, we want to kind of psychologically impress that it feels good and everything like that. So background noise, let me know. I think there's some people doing a little bit of work right now. I can close the door if there's some background noise, or is it fine?
It's fine. Didn't notice any sound. But again, thanks a lot for sharing. And like I said, packaging is great. Amina says, I guess we need to do a diagnosis before ordering a kit. Can we do so from the EU? Because she lives in Luxembourg.
Yeah, we do. We do ship to, I think, a lot of countries. I think over 15 to 20 countries. So we can certainly send it to the EU. And Amina, unfortunately, I don't have a diagnosis test right now. Again, this is something that my team is working on, but I'm not going to have it up anytime soon. So what you can do is we have Monday through Friday. And if the timings doesn't work for you, you can always send us an email. We will help you assess exactly what you need. You can reach us via email, customer service@Uveda, through our chat. And you can even give us a call if that works for you. And sometimes even I will answer. But my majority of the time, my team will answer. But they're really helpful in making sure, okay, hey, Amina, you know, what's going on? What can we help you with? And at the end of the day, we truly care. We only want you to be on a product that will truly help you. And honestly, like, we have a no questions asked return policy at any time. If you've been taking the product and you took it for a month and 3 months later you call us and say, look, it doesn't work, no questions asked. I only want to support you if we're helping you. If we're not able to help you, there's something in me that just says, look, I can't take this person's money if I haven't offered any value. So that's just how we resonate and think over here.
Got it. So today's discussion, today's interaction, today's chat is filled with so much promise and purpose for various fields of the human civilization, including the workplace, schools, you know, relationships, Ayurveda is something that can help balance a person's life and even the society as a whole. So, Guni, what do you feel is the future of Ayurveda based on where we are at today in 2019?
I think Ayurveda is going to continue to spread. I believe we're just kind of catching on. This what you're seeing right now is not even a is even like maybe 5% of what's going to happen. I think it's going to people are becoming much more conscious of what they're putting in their body, how they're being treated medically, their health, even employers. And I think it was either Amina or Kim said this that you know in the corporate world is changing as well. I've seen it. And at the end of the day, it's like companies like Google are incorporating nap pods, incorporating there's people that are going around that I personally also know that are teaching meditation, that are teaching gratitude. I mean, if you think about it, go look up some of the highest viewed videos on YouTube. You will see most of them have to do with a retrospective of health and wellness. There's a video on YouTube that has hundreds of millions of views about gratitude, how to express gratitude. That means that many people are watching how to do that. It's shifting. And I believe in the future, there's going to be much more Ayurveda-inspired or foundational type of foods that you'll be finding more. My forward vision with Ayurveda is I'm thinking about working on it. I think in 2 more years, I want to design a concept that is much more Ayurveda cafe. So imagine coming into a cafe. And again, I love the experience. So coming in and it feels like you're sitting in the foothills of the Himalayas. So we will do something cool, maybe the air or the scene, but then you're sipping on some great chai or curcumin and it touches with everyone's sensitivity. So, you know, based on the type of milk that you want or not want and everything, and then Ayurveda inspired foods, but also about bringing the community together, people sharing how they're doing and doing that. So I see that also spreading, and I see Ayurvedic supplements using the latest technology. Maybe there's more absorbability that's available, more people opening up, more centers, more people getting into meditation, more people getting into yoga, and more people being aware of the foods that they're watching. And I think most importantly, just more people taking care of their health on a better basis. And I always think stress is one of the number one culprits of anything. People really being concerned about their stress and really learning to manage that better.
Got it. So Action Tribe, if you're watching this live stream, whether it's live or maybe later on as a replay, make sure that you give us a like, make sure you give us a heart, make sure you share this post out there. We're not done yet. We still have a portion of our episode still left. But again, if you feel grateful for receiving the information so far, then make sure that you share this post. So Guni, based on what we've discussed so far, what is that one action step that you'd like to recommend for our listeners and for our viewers?
I always like to tell people that if you're struggling with something, you're going through something, and you are also trying to figure out how to make yourself better. Honestly, a lot of times people it's recommended, but people don't do it. Is that you need to spend some time, take a time out. You need to spend some time and really get to the why. Okay, be like, why am I not getting over this health issue? Why am I letting this relationship bother me so much? What is going on that I'm not happy to go to work? And sit down with yourself and ask yourself that question and take two things with you, either a journal, a piece of paper, and a pen. And sit with it and ask yourself why. And really begin to download what comes. It could be emotions. It could be from your mind. Begin to download what is happening and why. And when you do that, and when you want to do that's the action item that I'd recommend is understand that why. And when you understand that why and it's clear, then write actions to that. So for example, if you're like, I'm just too stressed and I don't like how I feel. Okay, that's a great insight. You're already aware of it. Anything you bring to your consciousness, you can change. If it's unconscious, you can't change it because you don't know, right? But what you bring to your consciousness, you can change. So say, okay, I'm stressed. Okay, that's great. And say, this is the action item I'm going to take. I'm going to start working out more. I'm going to go to the gym. I know it helps stress. I'm going to try meditation. These are action items that you can take. But that begins with going within and asking yourself, why are you feeling the way, or why are you struggling with what you are? And really taking the time. Most people don't do that. Most people do not take the time to spend with themselves and understand what's going on with their body. Your body is constantly telling you signs constantly. And when sometimes it's sick and tired of telling you in a nice way, it manifests into a stomach ache, a horrible headache, other diseases that are more serious. So that's what I would say is one of the biggest action items, and you need to do that.
So Action Tribe, to access the show notes for today's episode, especially if you're listening to this on audio, then visit my7chakras.com/309. That's my7chakras.com/309. Action Tribe, if you're enjoying this session so far, then make sure that you hit the subscribe button on your phone, because it'll ensure that you don't miss out on any new episode that we release. Once again, if you're on your phone listening to this on iTunes or maybe Google Podcasts, whatever that might be, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you can get all the action. Leave your drugs in the chemist's pot if you can heal the patient with food. Now, this is an amazing quote by Hippocrates. Action Tribe, this is such a powerful statement because it speaks to the healing quality of clean and nutritious foods. We're discovering today, in fact, that superfoods and herbs and fruits and vegetables and even leaves can really transform our overall energy, promote our longevity, and make us happier. And if we eat according to our mind-body types and the season that we're in, and depending on whether it's sunshine or whether it's night, then we can achieve true wellness. So, Guni, talk to us about a time when you went through a major life challenge. How did you sort of cope up with it? And then what steps did you take to come out of that challenge or that difficulty?
Right. Well, I think I was kind of sharing this earlier. Clearly, there's nothing more that comes to, more awareness comes to my mind than when my brother passed away. And as I said, and as I've shared before, the biggest thing for me was to understand what was going on, to understand the why. Like, why is this happening to my body? And I understood that I didn't honor the grief process, but now I have to go through it because my body needed to get it out of me. You know, the body was telling me in a subtle way. I wanted to cry, but I kept holding it in. I was forcing my body to do something that was not natural to it. And what is was so important for me was to recognize, but then as you so nicely pointed out, that I had my father who knew what was going on. So I'm very blessed and grateful for that. But I don't think you always need to have that perfect situation. By asking yourself what's going on or what do you really want and asking yourself why that's happening, you can really learn a lot. And just sitting with your body is gonna tell you what's going on and what you need to do. And what I basically did was I started incorporating Ayurveda deeply into my life. I started expressing my emotions and understanding them better. I started eating better. I started doing meditation. I started taking, of course, most importantly, herbal supplements that were really important to me. And that's what really helped me get through it. And it really did take me that much time, which is, I think is pretty quick. But at the end of the day, your body's so amazing. I mean, it can be very quick. My dad always says your body's your greatest pharmacy. You just got to get out of the way and let your body do what it does best.
Got it. So if you could summarize your story in just one sentence and give our listeners one major life lesson from what you experienced, what would that be?
That's a great question. Do not go against your body's natural ability to get through events and to take you to where you need to go. Do not resist change. See, we're designed to simply move on. That's just how we're designed. That's why some people are able to let go, and other people that are staying stuck do stay stuck. But if you think about it, if we were all programmed like that, if we were all programmed to not be able to move on, there wouldn't be much progress in this world, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people sometimes come back from wars, and some of them are extremely just distraught and don't know what to do, and others are able to get on with their life. So it's at the end of the day, the rules is that we are innately programmed to just move on. But what I would say to your listeners is, or kind of have that strength, is that do not resist what's going on. Understand it. Don't resist your feelings, your thoughts and emotions. Listen to them. Your body's trying to tell you something. But at the end of the day, don't get stuck in them, overwhelmed in them as well. There's always something you can do. Always. to feel better, to get to the next step, to build a better business, to build a better you, to inspire people. And that's it. Just don't get stuck and understand and know you have the ability. You're pre-programmed biologically from birth to move on.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing. Action Tribe, remember that you are a resilient being and that change is the only constant as we're learning today. And I hope you've enjoyed today's episode so far. Remember, if you are listening to the audio edition of this episode on our various podcasting platforms, then you're missing out by not watching this live. So I invite you to join our next live stream on Facebook. Visit my page, My Seven Chakras. Give us a like, and that'll ensure that you automatically get updates and notifications as soon as we have or schedule our next live stream events. Action Tribe, I hope you're enjoying this session so far, this interview so far, and I'm certain that you already know deep within what is that one or two things that you need to do right after this event ends. We're learning that we are in every way part of nature, and because of that, we also need to consume natural foods and supplements to nourish and to really sustain us. We're not just physical beings, but we have energy flowing within us. And this pattern of energy mimics the pattern of the universe around us. And also it flows from season to season, right? We have to keep it simple, Action Tribe. Simplicity is great. And go back to how it was in the ancient times. And that's probably why Deepak Chopra once said, Ayurveda is the science of life. And it has a very basic, simple kind of approach, which is that we are part of the universe and the universe is intelligent and the human body is part of this cosmic body. So keep that in mind and remember that you are part of the cosmos. So Guni, we're now at our wisdom round, which is the last round for today. Four questions that require four brief but action-packed responses. So are you ready?
I am ready. I'm excited.
Great. So what is the best advice that you have ever received?
It also impacts when I heard it from after my brother. The best advice I've ever heard is you don't have to be strong for anybody. Now, you don't have to be strong for anyone. And again, it really resonated with me at that time because that was a time that I was trying to be strong for everybody and I didn't express myself. It is super important. You don't have to be strong for anyone.
And if you could turn back time and spend 1 hour with anyone, who would it be?
Oh man, that's easy. I would love to spend another hour with my brother. I'd love to just hang out one more time with him. I'd really enjoy that.
Got it. Thanks a lot for sharing. And What is it one thing that you do in the morning or maybe in the evening before you go to sleep that has improved the quality of your life?
I do a gratitude journal before going to sleep. That way I am constantly focused on gratitude and with the intention that the subconscious takes over that gratitude instead of focusing on what didn't go well in my day. I'm always constantly grateful for what I have in my day. And you guys, I think we always try to find big things like, oh, I got that big client, or I'm hitting my sales goals, or oh my God, I'm able to meet this person. But if you are able to have a roof over your head, you had a full meal, you have a warm bed to sleep in, and you have family that loves you, I honestly think you're more luckier than 90% of the planet. I mean, really, food makes you already richer and luckier and more grateful than probably 90 to 95% of the planet. So just think about how grateful you are to be able to do that.
Got it. Thanks a lot for sharing. There's actually a new coffee shop that's opened close to my home. And because it's new, it doesn't have Wi-Fi. So in the evening, I go there with my journal and I do some journaling, some gratitude.
Beautiful.
As well as note-taking. So it's
powerful. That's amazing.
If you could recommend one book for our listeners, what would it be?
Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak. I read that book 2 to 3 times a year. 2 to 3 times a year. I love it. You can listen to it on audiobook. It's such a thin read. You'll get through it in a weekend. If you read. And I think it just the principles that Deepak talks about, and there is such a good core foundation for people that are interested in this path but don't know where to begin, but also want it in a simplistic way. The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. I mean, it's you should not have a hard time finding it. It's on Amazon, iTunes, everything. So,
Actually, would you like to receive this Audible for free? Because audible.com is offering Action Tribe one free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial so that you can get to try out their service. Because the truth is that listening is the new reading, and the fact that you are listening to this episode proves my point. And I love listening to all the different audibles that I have on my phone. It's really convenient, as well as in most cases, the author himself or herself reads out the book to you. So if you want this book by Deepak Chopra, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, then go to my7chakras.com/freebook. That's my7chakras.com/freebook, and just, you know, download the book and start listening. So Guni, thank you so much for connecting with me and chatting with me and sharing your story and being so vulnerable with your story, which is not an easy thing to do, but I'm sure all our listeners as well appreciate you doing this.
Thank you. It was absolutely my pleasure, my honor. And thank you for all the sharing that Amina and Kim do, and just you guys made this conversation even more fun with the interaction. And AJ, you're doing an amazing job. I'm not sure if you know or not, but you are impacting people on a positive daily, and it's not easy, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of planning to put on something like this and then to carry it forward. But it's truly an honor. I love being on platforms like this, and I thank you for what you're doing, and it's been my absolute pleasure and honor to serve. So thank you guys so much.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot. Now, before you go, tell us one thing that you are grateful for and how we can find you online, as well as how can our listeners get in touch with or, you know, get your own supplements or their own kits as well.
So I'm extremely grateful for my health and my family. If you don't have your health, you really don't have anything, in my opinion. And I'm extremely grateful for my family, how loving, how supportive they are, and how understanding they are, and how we get to continue to evolve on a daily basis and learn more about each other. It's not always perfect. I mean, that's just the truth, you know. You will see there's not always going to be perfect roses. There's going to be times when you don't see eye to eye, but that's the beauty of having the understanding that you will take the time to listen. So family and health, I'm extremely grateful for. People can learn more about Uveda on our website, www.uveda.com. So Youveda.com. And we've also named it Uveda, the knowledge of you. Uveda. Veda is knowledge. So your knowledge. And it's on purpose, of course, to inspire you. So it's on our website, Uveda.com. Our products are also on Amazon US right now. You just type in Uveda. And we're on Instagram underscore or Uveda underscore. That we're super, super responsive on DMs, customer service at Uveda.com, on emails. We're super responsive. You can also give us a call. We have an excellent team, guys, that really takes care of you guys. We ship to over 15 to 20 different countries. And AJ, I'll let you let the Action Tribe know about the special discount that we have for them. So, you know, I want to make sure that's also heard.
Well, absolutely. So, Guni has been kind enough to extend a special offer, a special discount, if you will, for people who would like to try out their first supplement package from Uveda. All you need to do is go to uveda.com/action tribe for a 35% discount on your first order. Is that correct, Guni?
Yes, absolutely correct. 35% off your first order. And and what we do is the subscription price is already discounted. So what we do is we just honor that discount that would be for the subscription and for this discount. So if there's a confusion about the subscription, all it is we honor the additional discount that you're getting because of the Action Tribe. But for if you want to try it out once, it's a flat 35% discount. Yes.
Wonderful. So Action Tribe, this is a great, great thing to have, a great deal, if you will, if you are looking to, you know, leverage or use the philosophy and principles of Ayurveda. But not only that, take benefit of the entire ecosystem that they've created. They've got an app that, you know, recommends you certain meditations or, you know, certain things that you can do in addition to, you know, consuming the supplements on a daily basis. And they've got a great support team as well. So you know, you can't go wrong with this. Make sure that you go to uweda.com/action tribe. And we'll also have the link up in the show notes in case you have some questions or you need some clarifications about this experience and Action Tribe. If you've listened till here, it means that you really enjoyed today's episode. And if you feel different, if you feel optimistic, if you feel much more grateful about where you are and where you're going to go, then consider donating to our movement. I've created a donate button. So choose your favorite number and donate to our movement. The link you need is my7chakras.com/support. That's my7chakras.com/support. If you're on Instagram, take a screenshot of this episode and tag me so that I can share your story with our community. My handle is @My7Chakras. That's @My7Chakras. And finally, if you've got a question, if you've got an observation, and you maybe did not feel comfortable to share, you know, in public, then email me. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. Guni, thank you so much for coming on our show, talking to us about the power of Ayurveda for the modern mind and taking us one step closer to a human revolution.
Thank you. It was my absolute pleasure. Thank you to your audience. Thank you to you. This is amazing. It was my absolute pleasure and I had a great time and I hope you guys did as well.
And finally, Amina is saying thank you, 35% off. And Kim is saying, I'm from Winnipeg, wholesale province of Canada. Love anything with the word.
Yeah, we do ship to Canada, Kim, so you'll be good.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my SEVEN chakras.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.